السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the Madrasa, those listening over receivers, and Channel Islam listeners wherever they may be in the world. Over the years I have mentioned that there is no such thing as a New Year's Eve celebration in Islam. We haven't gathered here for any kind of celebration of New Year's Eve. This zikr program of tonight takes place, in fact, at a time when hearts are down. In fact, hearts are bleeding from what is happening in Palestine. A despondency seems to be setting in the Muslim Ummah. The frustration that is building up is because of the fact that our gazes are on everybody else except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We all are getting frustrated. Why is the Arab world not coming to the assistance of our Palestinian brothers and sisters and children? Where is all the rhetoric and all the loud talk of Iran and all other states which were talking about supporting Palestine? There is an opportunity now. Where are they? Talk is cheap and talk is easy. So we give credit and we congratulate and we salute those brothers who, in spite of all the bombing and in spite of the disaster, in spite of the chaos, in spite of the large number that have passed away, hundreds that have become shaheed, and in spite of the infrastructure being bombed, buildings being destroyed, hospitals unable to cope, medical supplies unavailable to take care of the needs of all those that are coming in, in spite of all that, they are still saying that we have our trust and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we will continue with our effort to liberate Palestine. Now that is something that we have to congratulate and salute them on. I mentioned last night also in the Khatam program that there could be certain excesses, certain things that are done in emotional state which we would not condone. However, we have to look very, very carefully at what would be the consequence of just accepting the truce and lying dormant. What it would mean is that all those blockades will remain, all those roadblocks will remain, all those restrictions and who can go to Masjid al-Aqsa to pray and who cannot go, restrictions by age, people of certain age can go, certain age cannot go, so many other things. Then look at the suffering that they were already going through. So at such a time, what else are they going to do? So we make deep-hearted dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove their pain and suffering, and Allah ta'ala give them victory, Allah ta'ala give them salvation, Allah ta'ala give highest stages in Jannah to those people who passed away, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem to their kith and kin and family members. So at such a time, there is no time to engage in New Year's Eve parties and New Year's Eve celebrations. There is no place for a Muslim to be. A Muslim, he just cannot be in this. When the Ummah is in this state, a Muslim, how can he be in a disco, cinema, theater, clubhouse, beachfront and all these type of places to celebrate the New Year's Eve? The customs of the Kuffar, of the Nasara, of the Yahud, of the Mushrikeen. And again in the month of Muharram, such Mubarak days of the month of Muharram, there is no place for a Muslim in cinemas, discos, theatres, and such kind of New Year's Eve parties. It is time to repent, to cry over our sins, to ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of our Iman, our Islam. Islam and Deen is not entertainment and pleasure. Islam is not entertainment. Islam, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif is not for entertainment. In Islam, in Deen, there is place for entertainment. There is a difference. That Islam itself is not entertainment. Islam itself is not fun and pleasure. We can't make a mockery of the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah and say it's entertainment. We cannot justify our evil actions and deeds and say it's entertainment. So Quran and Sunnah is not entertainment. Quran, Sharif and Sunnah has to be taken seriously. Even a small Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot consider it as trivial, insignificant. So there is no place, or Islam is not for entertainment. However, in Islam, in the teachings of Islam, there is place for entertainment. That means just as Islam tells us how to make our namaz, it teaches us how to keep fast, how to make hajj, how to give zakat, and how to take care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, the widows. In the same way, it also teaches us how to entertain our guests, our friends, our relatives. What are the occasions in which you should be celebrating, you should be joyous, you should be happy, there can be festivity within the parameters of Sharia. It teaches us. Our Eidain, it teaches us how to celebrate. Our Walimas and other feasts of that kind. So in Islamic teachings, there is a place for a little bit of entertainment, happiness, laughter, joke. It is permissible. It is Islam. There is a balance. There is no extremism. But to make Islam itself a big joke, na'uzubillah, that is very dangerous. As Azaddin Puri Rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Ramadan Quran Sharif mein aya. Or Quran Sharif Ramadan mein aya. He says, they have both things. That Ramadan came in Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif came in Ramadan. What he means is that if you have to look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif, what does it tell us? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ So now there Ramadan came. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ So Quran Sharif came in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan came in the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif was revealed in the month of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala mentions Ramadan in the Quran Sharif. So that is a different thing. In the same way, if you look at Hajj, the ayat of Hajj, so Hajj has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Many other things. So like that, with other regards to other aspects of our life, there are teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Just like that, for entertainment, for pleasure also, there are teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that how a person should make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and entertain his guests, his family members, his friends, have a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy, a little bit of merrymaking and festivity, but within the parameters of Sharia. So this New Year's Eve parties, we know that there is no place for that in Islam. But now what do we do when we have to make an effort now to keep people away from those parties, whereas we should have been making an effort on others, informing them about what Islam is, what the Quran Sharif is, what the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. But instead we have become blind followers. That whatever comes to us from the west or east or north or south, there's no more. Before we used to say west, west. Now some things that are coming from east and from south, even worse than that which comes from the west. So it's no more a question of west now. It's from wherever it comes, if it has got nothing to do with Islam, then it must be shunned. We will never find peace. We will never find peace in those evil actions and deeds that are undertaken on such occasions. You think those people are having some kind of happiness, but it's not happiness. Those who are high on drugs, just let the effect of that drug wear out and then see what happens. And those who are engaging in a prostitution or engaging in dancing and singing and gambling and everything, when they will get up the next morning, then those worries and problems would have increased. The restlessness will increase. It's not going to bring any kind of sukoon in the heart. So therefore we are having this program here tonight, as we have had before also, but 1 or 2 years we stopped it so that it does not become like a customary thing. We stop it in between so that it does not become as part of deen. That somebody that would come up after a few years, they say, why are you not having it? You must have it. It's wajib. It's farz. Maulana used to have it. So therefore we didn't have for the past 2 years. Now we are having again tonight. So this program is going to go on until next year. So if you have the himmat to sit, then you must sit. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when we had a program, so one person, just about 5 to 12 or 10 to 12, he had the urge to go to the toilet. So he went to the toilet. And about 5 past 12 he came back. So later he apologized. He said, Molna, I had to get up and go to the toilet. So I said, well, that means that you sat in the toilet from 2006 to 2007. That's a very long sitting in a toilet. From 2006 to 2007 is a very, very long sitting. But in any case, we will go on until about 20 past and then we'll stop. And then the next session will be from 20 past 11 till just past 12. So that all those temptations end and the music and the drums and all are drowned in our zikrullah, with our zikrullah. Looking at the condition around the globe, the most appropriate Naat Sharif for tonight is what you have heard many, many times in this masjid and maybe from others also. And I've repeatedly said that there are beautiful, beautiful Naat Sharif reciters in our country and other parts of the world. So therefore, don't do comparisons. Here you just listen and listen to the explanation. Don't worry about the voice and sound and tone and tune. Nabi-e Akram, Shafi-e Azam, Dukhe Dilon Ka Payam Le Lo. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھ دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے سلام لے لو akram, shafi' azam, dukhe dilon ka payam le lo. Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had composed his Naat Sharif. It was the last of the ones he had composed. It was when he was very, very sick. And it was found under his pillow after he passed away. His desire was to go and read this at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. There's a Nabi Akram Shafi Azam Duke Diloka Payam Lelo. Tamam Dunya Ke Ham Sataye Kare Hue Salam Lelo. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the Rosa Mubarak, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam says that if you read Salam from anywhere else, then it is conveyed to me. But when you read it at my Rosa Mubarak, I listen to you. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he says, Dukhe dilo ka payam le lo. Tamam dunya ke ham sataye khade huye hain salam le lo. It seems as if the whole world has ganged up against us. There's Islamophobia in the world. The Muslim Ummah is being harassed. There seems to be no place anymore for the Muslim Ummah anyway. Any part of the world that you go, they look at your dressing, they look at your beard, they look at your kurta and topi, they look at you, and they see the signs of a Muslim on you. So then, you are their enemy, because you are a Muslim. And unfortunately, we ourselves as Muslims, we don't behave as Muslims. We don't have any kind of attraction in our akhlaq. When we are traveling, we are not even recognized as Muslims. There is no difference in our lifestyle when we are traveling out. What is the difference? Very few people may be making some salat here and there, but otherwise, it is exactly the same as others that are touring. So therefore, they do not find any kind of attraction in us. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ummat we know is going through very, very trying and very, very difficult times. Look at what is happening in Palestine. The bombardment, they are persistent. 5 days gone, they are still continuing and they are threatening to continue. And yet the world is silent. The ummah is silent. At the most we say, send some medical aid, medical supplies, send a few shipload of some food and drink, and that's about all. So what will happen is that they will rebuild whatever is destroyed. After some time, the structures will come up, and then again, the same process will be repeated. There is no voice left of the Muslim Ummah. We have become like that lion which is stuffed with sawdust, that example that I have given so many times, that in our school days we came here to one museum in Durban. And at that time, I don't know if it's still there, but there was a lion and a tiger there. Now that lion and tiger was stuffed with sawdust. The skin of a lion, the skin of a tiger, it was stuffed with sawdust. Appearing like a lion. But no soul, no life. And it was written there, please don't touch. So the question I ask is that in Kruger National Park or any other place where there's lions, have you ever seen on the forehead of the lion written, please don't touch? On the paw of the lion, please don't touch. Don't come near me. The moment we hear that there's a lion somewhere in loose, then we run for our lives. And as we always say, that if people have constipation, they won't require laxative. If they know that the lion is somewhere around and it's roaring and coming towards them. So the Muslim Ummah, today we have become like that, lifeless. The Arab world, or whichever world you talk of, it is nothing but entertainment, pleasure, luxuries, palaces, oil wells, high-rise buildings, competition in nothing but buildings, buildings and buildings. And now even the entertainment is exactly the same entertainment that is in the West. Same entertainment. They bring it right there in front of the Haram Sharif. And nothing but malls, malls and malls. I mentioned in a few days ago that very soon for every Haji there will be one mall. For every Haji Sahab there will be one mall in Jeddah. So that they can be malled properly. So all these things are happening. So therefore we say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dukhe dilo ka payam le lo, tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hain, salam le lo, take our salam. We've been troubled by the whole world. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, they also went through great, great trials, great, great tests and great, great difficulties. Ours is nothing in comparison with that. Therefore we have got so much of shaheeds in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that they can be lessons for all time. But we have to see what kind of shaheeds they were, what kind of people they were. When they were going through difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering and problem, at that time also, what was their lifestyle? But if you look at it, even the month of Muharram tells us about Karbala. Sayyidina Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu shahadat, so many others with him, they were shaheed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle in the battle of Uhud, he is shaheed. 70 sahaba, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. The shuhada of احد, he says, I will take lessons from the shahadat and I will become paband of the constitution of the Quran Sharif. So 70 sahabas give their lives there. Ever we read of the woman whose father, whose son, whose brother, whose husband, all four shaheed, but yet she was excited and only thing that she was interested in is tell me about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam alive, she says, all my worries are over now. Now four of them passed away. So like that it is going to happen in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody will lose a father, somebody will lose a mother, somebody will lose a child, somebody will lose a husband. Somebody will lose a wife, somebody will lose whole families, it's going to happen. So at least they will have something for consolation that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions this happened in their lives, then who are we to lose patience and hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But their iman and their yaqeen was so solid that nothing shook them. Ours is such that a little difficulty and test and trial, then we start complaining of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala day and night, 24 hours. See what Allah ta'ala na'uzu billah did to me. See what Allah ta'ala, how he's treating me, na'uzu billah. Others, look what Allah ta'ala gave to them and he hasn't given me all. So we start complaining like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his son-in-law, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala no shaheed. His father-in-law, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala no shaheed. So many people in the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shaheed. So that is going to happen. But after the Karbala, Islam comes alive. So I mentioned at the beginning that we are tonight in this Zikr Majlis, which is at a time when the bombing doesn't seem to have stopped as yet. But still we can't seem to leave those areas of sin and vice and evil. Our entertainment and our pleasure of the haram kind does not seem to end. Nobody says mustn't eat, drink. But of the haram kind, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger and ghazab descends, we are not prepared to even give up that. And we talk and talk and talk, sympathy, compassion, mercy for the people of Palestine. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is well aware of our condition. Nabi akram, shafi azam, dukhe dilo ka payam le lo, tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hai salam le lo, tamam duniya ke हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं, सलाम ले लो। शिकस्ता कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रूपो है किनारा। शिकस्ता कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रूपो है किनारा। नहीं कोई ना खुदा हमारा, खबर तो आली मुकाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं, सलाम ले लो। दुरूद शरीफ अल्लाहुम्म सल्ली अला सय्यिदना। शिकस्ता कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रू पोश है किनारा। जस्ट पिक्चर द पैसेंजर्स ऑन अ शिप विच इज इन मिड ओशन, इट इज बीइंग लैश्ड बाय स्टॉर्म्स फ्रॉम राइट लेफ्ट एंड सेंटर, फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स ह्यूज स्टॉर्म्स आर लैशिंग एट देम। द शिप इटसेल्फ इज इन अ वेरी वेरी डिस्पिकेबल स्टेट, वॉटर इज सीपिंग इन, इट इज गेटिंग फ्लडेड इन साइड। Passengers are now in fear of drowning. The ship, there is great danger that it is going to sink. We had the Oceano some time back here, and so many other ships that disappeared. There's no sign of where it went. So picture like that. There's a ship that's in mid-ocean. And the best part is that that ship has got no captain also. No captain. Rudderless. So that's the condition of Allah of the Ummah today. That is the condition. Nobody to pilot this ship out from that storm. I explained this many times in detail. That every person says, I've got a solution to the problems of the Ummah. Everyone says, I've got a solution to the problems of the Ummah. And some of the solutions which they are talking about are nothing but destruction. They will bring nothing but destruction. I think I mentioned that once I was in one city, and there a talk was given at a masjid which was near a college. So I made my salat at another masjid, but all those who were there in that masjid, we were going to meet again after the salat at another venue. So those people that went there, they said that there was a talk that was given by a person who is a scholar of Islam. Now the scholar of Islam means that the person has got a collar on which it is written Islam. That's all. Lots of scholars, it's only the collar. There's nothing more than that. So this scholar of Islam was giving solution to the problems of the youth, and why marriages are breaking down. So he said, marriages are breaking down because the prospective bride and this groom, they do not have had, or they haven't had sufficient time to get to know each other. So the solution to the problem is this, that they must have sufficient time to get to know each other. They must be allowed to be on their own and move around and get to know the temperament of each other. What is the temperament of this person? What is his behavior? What kind of habits are? So in other words, must do exactly the same thing that others are doing. the non-Muslims are doing. So now, is that a solution to the problem? So like that, for different kinds of things, we give different kinds of solutions. And all those solutions are because of the influence that others have had on ourselves, the outside influence. So will that self solve the problems of the ummah? So therefore he says, shikasta kashti hai tez dhara, nazar se rupoosh hai kinara. So if you picture a ship like that, mid-ocean and being lashed by storms, and this is rudderless and it's got no captain also, no pilot also, and water is seeping in, it's about to sink. Now that's the conditions of the Muslim. Nahi koi na khuda hamara, khabar to ali maqam le lo. قدم قدم پہ اے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن قدم قدم پہ اے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدزن تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو. ہاں قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن, زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن. This picture of those brothers and sisters and children in Palestine, it seems like everyone has ganged up against them to destroy them, to destroy their life, to destroy their property, to destroy their homes, to destroy their families, to destroy their infrastructure. And that is the condition around the globe now. Zami vidushman, falak vidushman, the cities in which you stay, the countries in which you live, the governments of the place, everywhere it seems like nothing but Islamophobia. And those who seem to be singing some kind of love song for the Muslim Ummah, those are also munafiqs of the first degree. Munafiqs, hypocrites. Nothing but hypocrisy, hypocrisy. Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi should say, oh Muslims, get up, get up. Nifaq jo hai, is sikka raijul waqt hai. This hypocrisy is a currency of the time, currency. All these loud claims of muhabbat and love and affection and compassion is nothing but love for your wealth, love for your oil wells and love for your kingdoms and love for your properties, and that is all the love is there for. Why is it that they concentrate only on those lands with this oil? All this gold and silver. So, qadam qadam pe khauf rehzan, it seems that every side that you look, it's nothing but enemies, you are in fear. Ya Allah, what a condition we have. Oh, what a situation we are now facing in Ummah. Qadam qadam pe khauf rehzan, زمی بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدزن
تمہی محبت سے کام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم, دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو. کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے, کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے. کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے, کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے. تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے, خبر تو خیر الانعام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم, دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو.
کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے, وی آر بینگ ٹولڈ دیٹ وی مسٹ بی لائل, وی مسٹ بی لائل. یو آر ایدر ود اس اور اگینسٹ اس, یو مسٹ بی لائل ٹو اس. وی گیو یو دا ڈالرز اینڈ وی گیو یو دا آل دا لونز اینڈ وی سپلائی یو دس اینڈ وی سپلائی یو دیٹ, سو دیر فور یو مسٹ بی لائل ٹو اس. And we are a superpower, so therefore you have to be on our side. Our fear must be in your hearts. You must fear that if you have to oppose us, then you will be destroyed. Therefore, you have to be loyal to us. Take Egypt, take Pakistan, take all these countries. They have been bought off with what? So there's a demand, taqaza, there's a demand, how we demand. Everybody is making demands. So like that, that's a demand. That you have to be loyal to us. Tamam dunya khafa hai humse. Looks like the whole world is now angry, angry. There's like anger boiling. Go to the airports, go to travel out in the world and see. A Muslim does not find himself comfortable anywhere anymore. Of course that is 100% that major part of the problem is ourselves. We are the cause of the problems. We are the cause of the problems. Why there's so much of hatred and why there's so much of anger and why there's so much of rejection of the Muslim. The Quran Sharif gave us a very, very clear cut answer to all these type of problems. Tests and trials are a different thing. But here we just don't want to change our lifestyles. When the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, then it does not go round and round the people that are pious, just avoid them and only the sinful ones go. It's not there. We are talking about general now in the world at large. If we have to look at the condition of our brothers and sisters and ourselves, how many percent of the Muslims really make salat 5 times a day? How many percent? 70% is not even making salat. Fajr namaz in summer months, go around the country and see what is the condition. In summer they say the Fajr is too early. And winter, they say it is too cold to get up. So then what do we do? So as far as our condition is concerned, we should cry over it. We should shed tears of remorse and regret and repentance. But because of our actions, we must think that it's because of our actions that people around the world are suffering. We must not point fingers at others and say that because of them we are suffering. We must look into our own hearts and our own lives, that how much of Islam and Sharia, Quran and Sunnah we have in our lives. تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے تم اپنے دامن میں آج آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے If we have to really look at the condition of ourselves and ummat around the globe, we are of no benefit to anyone else and nobody of no benefit to us. We are talking about the majority. That majority is for ourselves. Selfishness has come into our lives. Our Islam for us, our deen for us, our homes for us, our wealth for us. Everything for us. Nothing for the ummah, nothing for the society, nothing for the people at large. We make no contribution of any kind to bring about any change in the society, any change within ourselves. Any change in the life of our children or those around us. They make no effort for the orphans, the widows, the destitute, where there are disasters of the kind that we are now reading of. It doesn't even stir our heart anymore. Na hum kisi ke, na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. We'll stop here. And have a little bit of zikrullah. But all this is zikrullah also. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Naat Sharif is ibadat, if a person has to read Naat Sharif. So as I said that this majlis of zikr tonight is taking place at a time when our hearts are bleeding. We just don't know what to do. All we can do is make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and help them materially in whichever way we can. What else can we do from such distance? But at least let us take lessons and from whatever is happening there. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله
إله إلا الله لا 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalalu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت, وعافنا فيمن عافيت, وتولنا فيمن توليت, وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت, وقنا شر ما قضيت, فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك, إنه لا يذل من واليت, ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات, وألف بين قلوبهم, وأصلح ذات بينهم, وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك, ويكذبون رسلك, ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم, اللهم مزق جمعهم, اللهم فرق بينهم, اللهم زلزل أقدامهم, اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم, وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge every sin of ours, every weakness of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you for having given us the tawfiq of sitting here tonight. Ya Allah, you protect us and saved us from being in those places where your wrath and anger descends. It is no greatness of ours, my beloved Allah. It is only your tawfiq, and it is your grace and your mercy and your favor upon us that you gave us the tawfiq to stay away from those haram places, from those sinful places. My beloved Allah, when the Jews, when the Zionists, when the Israelis are pounding Palestine relentlessly, 5 days, my beloved Allah, deadly enemy forces are being used. My beloved Allah, helicopters, gunships, by Allah, a
Bombs are raining upon them, my beloved Allah. Our little children, mothers, sisters, parents. Some are losing their husbands, some losing their wives. Little babies going. Hundreds have gone, my Allah. Thousands have become dispatched. The mortuaries are overflowing. Infrastructure is completely destroyed. Yet, my beloved Allah, no one seems to be doing anything about it. My beloved Allah, give hidayat to those zalims. Un zalimon ko hidayat naseeb farma. Either bless them with Islam, Iman and hidayat. Or if they have become obstinate and made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and injustice and the bombardment. Then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Shake the ground beneath their feet, my Allah. Cause their planes to crash. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Liberate Masjid Aqsa, my beloved Allah. Liberate Palestine, my beloved Allah. Remove all the obstacles that are in their path. Unite the hearts of the Ummah, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to those countries that are around. How long are we going to watch the destruction? Ya Allah, deep down in the heart of every believer is the love of the three harams. Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyibah, Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam, and Masjid Aqsa. Mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Uhud, the same Allah that was at the time of Trench, the same Allah at the time of Fatah Makkah. My beloved Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi aayi. No weakness has come in you, my Allah. Islam hasn't become weak. We have gone weak. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham par. Oh, my beloved Allah. Muslim countries selling so much of alcohol, wine, brandy. Prostitute quarters flourishing. Ah, mere Allah. So much of fitnas have entered the Haramain Sharifain. But we are turning towards you, my Allah. Overlook the shortcomings of the Muslim Ummah. Forgive us and forgive the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Open the doors of mercy for us and the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Overlook our shortcomings and the shortcomings of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. My beloved Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Our major sins, our minor sins, forgive them. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, forgive them. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters in the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, with Islam and with Iman. My Allah, we know that it is our weakness. We are standing at the door and not allowing people to enter into Islam because of our dealings, because of our actions, because of our weakness and shortcomings. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to continue in the path of sins and disobedience, my Allah? Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Death is not going to give any kind of warning. It is going to come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. So many people, my beloved Allah, no warning signs. Suddenly death takes them away. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. رائے بلا ور اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. وی ہیو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ سم ڈے. دیر از نو کوشچن آف ریمیننگ فار ایور اینڈ ایور. بلیس اس ود برکت ان اور ہومز, برکت ان اور لائف, برکت ان اور بزنس, برکت ان اور ٹائم, برکت ان ایوری نعمت اینڈ باؤنٹی دیٹ یو بلیس اس ود. Protect us and save God us from adultery, from fornication, from drinking, from gambling, and from every vice and every sin under the sun. My beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین میری. My beloved Allah, bless us with rizq that is 100% halal. Protect us and safeguard us from any kind of haram going into our system. My Rahim, Kareem Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. And especially at present, my beloved Allah, in the hospitals of Palestine. Little babies, little children, smashed heads, broken bones, cracked skulls. Ya Allah. چچنیا, بوسنیا, کشمیر, افغانستان, عراق, صومالیہ, سوڈان, تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ, مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ویئر ایور اینی ون از سک اینڈ ایلنگ, گیو دم شفا. دوز وو ویک, گیو دم اسٹرینتھ. دوز آر ان پاورٹی, گیو دم حلال ویلتھ. دوز وو آن جرنیز, میک دم ریچ دا ڈیسٹینیشن سیفلی. Those who are returning from Hajj or have returned, bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater. Ya Allah, we just don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death visit us in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, for any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't question us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Bless us with Khatima on Iman. On the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, with your fazl and with your kindness, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning, in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cause us to cross pull sirat like light. Protect us from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our Islam, protect our Iman. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hum jaise bhi hai, hum jaise bhi hai, bande magar tere. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. ہو جائے میرا, ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.